with all the discussion about Rashee Rice and the pretending suspension, but also how good he has looked so far at training camp and also the pace he was on, everybody's focused on Rashee Rice. Everybody's also looking at what Worthy did on the back half of the season and also the stats he put up in the Super Bowl. And so there is a huge bit of expectation for Xavier Worthy. Then you have a veteran who's back on another one-year deal, who barely played last year because of an unfortunate training camp slash preseason injury. I'm talking about Hollywood Brown. And he's got an opportunity to be the number three or fourth target if you put Kelsey ahead of him in this offense. Let's not forget about the deep play potential for him.
The way that Hollywood Brown has played so far, and he's being targeted quite a bit here in the early training camp, as he was, Gold, as you probably remember, last year for this team. As in, he became a portion of the offense, making nice catches. Seems like he mattered a little bit. He does have some years. We've talked about this before. He does have some years in which he has been a good, you know, around-ish 1,000-yard guy. Not really just the 1 year probably for that, but some other years of 700, 800 yards in which he's been incredibly effective. The more I was thinking about it, if Hollywood Brown ends up being anywhere close to a decent mid-level receiver, which is all they really ask him to do, between Svelte Kelsey comments yesterday, Hollywood Brown, what I saw out of Rashee Rice in the early part of last year, and year two slash end-of-year development from Xavier Worthy, there's a pretty strong argument that the Chiefs' ceiling this year for their wide receiver unit is top 3 to 5 in the league. I don't know if I'm willing to say top 1 in the league, but they definitely have a top 5 in the league kind of potential, don't they, this year, out of just the receiving unit?
Go through, because of the top two on a couple teams in the league is so strong.
Like T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
I don't care who the third receiver is in Minnesota. You know what I mean? Like, Jordan Naylor maybe or whatever. Like, that doesn't matter when you have Addison and you have Jefferson.
Hawkinson in their case, probably.
Sure, right? If we're including tight end. Yeah.
I mentioned Kelsey.
Yeah, I would say that you're not jumping ahead of those teams no matter what. I mean, also, frankly, if you have a number one that's like Chase or Jefferson, then the number three argument doesn't really matter. But
he'll eat up one and three.
Yeah. If you go through and you get out of the what we would consider the top five wide receivers, top 10 wide receivers, number one receivers in football, and you look at teams that have a number one that we would say is like the 15th best number one or 10th best number one in football, then yeah, if you look 1, 2, 3, 4 pass catching options, the Chiefs would stack up very, very well. I would say there's no way they can be in the same convo as Minnesota, Cincy.
Here's Pro Football Focus. Do you want to know who they've got?
Sure.
Philadelphia Eagles at number one, AJ Brown, Devonta Smith. They're including Saquon as a pass catcher.
Sure.
They mentioned Dallas Goedert and then throw in Jahan Dotson. But the fact that you're down to Jahan Dotson at four is why I think, and Dallas Goedert, it's why I think the Chiefs can kind of jump into that category. They've got the Bucs second because of obviously Chris Godwin and Mike Evans still, but then
plus
the addition
McMillan
of Ekbuka and McMillan, and Bucky Irving's a very good receiving back, so they think that there's a lot of different guys.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs' ceiling is a top five receiving weapon group in football.
They mentioned Cincy, Detroit, San Francisco. Now, San Francisco, I just disagree with. Juwan Jennings had one good year, and we're willing to, and this was, I think this is, I don't
Jennings, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Kittle.
They have Kansas City, this is surprising me, 14th. That's where I think they're wrong. I think they're underestimating what the upper end potential could be, because the only difference between the team they have number one and the Chiefs at 14 is that Devonta Smith is already Devonta Smith and Xavier Worthy hasn't yet become that.
Yeah, but that's
fair. If he becomes Devonta Smith this year, well, then there is no gap between those two. That's why I'm saying the upper end potential is still top five in the league. Maybe Worthy's the swing guy. Maybe Kelsey returning to form is the swing guy. Maybe anything outside of that is what's going to make the difference. But when I'm looking at them, that's what I'm saying. They got top five potential from just an entire receiving unit. The biggest downside is they don't have the receiving back some of these other teams have. They don't have like the Bucky Irving, Saquon, like whoever can get it out of the backfield. They don't have that guy.
For sure. I get what you're projecting. I totally get it. Like, I think it's just tricky on looking at, hey, we're projecting Worthy could be Smith. Well, Smith is already Devonta Smith, and they already know they're getting that. So even if you say he turns out to be that, I don't think it puts them ahead of the Eagles in that regard and that receiving weapons because of the backfield as well. Like, I think it's kind of tricky when we think about the peak of the entire group being top five. I think there's a chance they can be a top eight, top 10 receiving group in the National Football League this year. Yeah, there's a chance if we're counting all all the pieces to the puzzle for sure. But that to me is best case scenario stuff happening.
So you think best case scenario is more like top 10, not like top 5?
Correct.
I just...
Because there's some teams you're just not passing, right? You would agree, right? Like, you know, you're not... in terms of receiving group, you're not passing up a receiving group that has Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, right? And even Chase Brown to a certain extent. Like, you're not passing that. That's just too good. By the way, again, we're just... Before somebody freaks out, we're talking receivers. And we're not talking about the overall team. We're not talking about who's going to have a better year. Just from a statistical production output.
It's a lot of this, like, you know, like in baseball, we don't usually talk about this much. Is it better to be deeper, 1 through 4, or better to be top end? And typically in the NFL, you'd be like, hey, I can have 4 really good receivers, or I can just have Jamar Chase and a bunch of dudes. And typically most teams would be like, Chase, right? Like, I'll take Justin Jefferson and then a bunch of people, and then 3 Sky Moores. Because that's and I know that's not that. For the teams that it's difficult to pass on, that's where you're like, I understand the argument that it's like, would you rather have Justin Jefferson and 3 Sky Moores, or would you rather have 4 number 2s, right? In the receiver
like the
unit to go with.
Basically.
Yeah, similar to that. And more often than not, teams do side with the, I'll take the elite guy, the guy I can throw to every time. But I think that comes with a big downside in the, maybe you lose the argument of, we don't have the best receiver unit, but when push comes to shove and you're in a big time game, it is much easier to defend the team that just has one dude that you got to shut down versus we're coming at you from a number of angles. And so, like, I do think that there's a little nuance to the conversation. And yeah, right now, AJ Brown's better than Rice. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. If Rice continues the way he started last year, he gets to enter himself into the conversation of some of the better wide receivers in the league. Not the Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown conversation, but a tier below that. But I'm just saying is like, Rice would be a tier below AJ if he continues what he is. Worthy could be a maybe similar tier or a slight tier below Devonta Smith. But then you're killing him in the 3-4 game is kind of what I'm thinking, in the sense that they might just be more balanced because Hollywood could provide much better number 3.
I mean,
stuff
really,
than
I guess
most
Kelsey,
much better number 3 option.
I mean, if we just dumb it down then to fourth options in offense, I like the Chiefs.
I'm not dumbing it down to that.
But that's basically what we're talking about then, because if we both agree that most likely we're talking about everything going perfectly for Worthy and Rice in their third year for Rice, second year for Worthy, to get maybe to a conversation where you're comparing them to Devonta Smith and AJ Brown. Okay, that's fine, but if we're being realistic also about it, and you and I are both very high on production year for Rice this year, if he suffers a 4+ game suspension, then we're really just about like, do you like the Chiefs' third or fourth receiving options better than most teams in football? And that's where I will say,
and how close is the gapping between
I would
their one and two and others?
And I would agree with you that the Chiefs, from a third or fourth receiving option, they have one of the best in football. Sure, that's fair to say.
Yes,
right now,
because Travis Kelce might be your second or third option, depending on which guy you flip. Because that's the thing: if Travis Kelce's back to 1,000 guy, well, then all of a sudden, I am talking about those version. You know, like goal. And then I'm talking
850+ yard weapons. Then is what you're talking about. If Kelce's out there.
Yes. Because then it's like I'm not comparing Devonta Smith. I'm comparing Devonta Smith, 900-yard receiver to 1,000-yard receiver Travis Kelce, in which case I'm about even, or I'm ahead.
And then you count Saquon or Dallas Goedert. And
versus Xavier Worthy, and all of a sudden we're having a different conversation. It depends on how big goal. It's twofold. It's I think there's a really good chance their 3 and 4 options are better, but how big is the gap between the 1 and 2 options for the teams that definitively have better 1-2 options?
If we're
because there are like 10
one,
teams that have better 1-2 options. I'm not even arguing that.
I was going to say, are we even sure that it's I know that if we saw Rasheed put out, we haven't seen it yet, but if he has 1,400 and Xavier gives you 850, how many better rooms are there than 1,400?
Sure, but we would agree that 1,400 is not happening with the suspension this year.
Totally. But in terms of
we're talking about this year, aren't we?
I don't think you can have the stance of, well, he's not a 1,400 yard receiver if he gets 1,000 and he was suspended 4 games, because he's on pace to be 1,500 at that case.
Just depends on how quickly he catches back. We won't feel that way the first 4 weeks of the season when Rice doesn't exist. Although if they're great before that on offense and then Rice is coming back, we might entertain.
Did you mention where they put the Falcons room? I'm curious.
Mooney.
Pitts. Pitts again.
Bijan.
Did you see he's once again getting the...
He's working out with wide receiver a little bit.
The hype's coming back.
No, I was going to say, because the reason I asked you is because they've got... Because Penix's comments from yesterday.
Yeah.
Is basically we expect to be the best offense in the league, and he was talking about Kyle Pitts being, hey, did you see me throw to KP? There's going to be a lot of that this year. You know, I was intrigued. I'd be intrigued to see where they have them.
He's going to bring that big penis energy. He's going to bring that big penis energy.
They had them at 11.
Hey, with his comments yesterday, I think Michael's bringing it.
Who do you guys think are last, by the way?
Michael.
Who I think is last? Oh, boy. Well, the Saints have to be somewhere towards the bottom there.
Titans?
Discounting the Saints. They are. Oh, please. God, they're in the 20s somewhere. Where are the...
Surely, they have
23?
Yeah.
They're big Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave believers, I guess.
Titans?
Somehow the Giants are 24th, even though they have a budding star in Malik Nabers. That'll speak to how bad the rest of their unit is.
Cody, they have a guy and then...
Three Sky Moores. Yeah. The rest of their wide receivers are Theo Johnson, Wandell Robinson, and Darius Slayton.
Even though I like Tet McMullen, Panthers have to be towards the
26th.
Okay.
Where is Tennessee?
Chargers at 27.
Ladd McConkey, that's about it.
Jets at 28, although that feels a little unfair.
Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard. Right? No, he's in LA.
That's right, he's in LA.
And then Breece Hall, you throw in the mix there?
Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. Again.
Who's last?
Dead last, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jerry Jeudy, Jamari Thrash. I almost said James Thrash. Sorry. Yeah. That actually wouldn't surprise me.
And then they got Coleman or whatever, right? Yeah. Or Tillman or Coleman or whatever his name is.
Tillman.
The Patriots.
Cedric Tillman.
Yeah.
And the Titans at 30. I'm actually surprised.
Sounds about right.
And the Titans' number one wide receiver, Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
That's bleak.
Yes.
Well, the Chiefs' third wide receiver might be better than Calvin Ridley.
Well, in fairness, would you rather have Calvin Ridley as your one or Jerry Jeudy as your one? Which is where I think the Browns room might actually be worse.
I think Judy's the answer still to that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably
depends on the quarterback, probably.
Wouldn't feel good
in that case. Well, in that case, I'll take the Titans quarterback, obviously, Cam Ward, over Joe Flacco / Dylan Gabriel / Kenny Pickett / Shador Sanders, whoever the hell is winning that thing.
Yeah, I think they're all going to, I think they should just start them all four games. Whoever is the best gets the fifth.
Do like a trial
run. Yikes. What a disaster.
Well, hey, hang on a second. What is the Browns opening schedule? I know they open with the Bengals in week one. You should, based on last year, you should want the week one matchup.
Bengals, Ravens, Packers.
That's tough. You would want the week one matchup against the Bengals then more
Lions.
Than the other two.
Then Vikings.
What?
Then Steelers.
Oh, my God. Cleveland's going to be number one overall.
They're picking a quarterback first overall next year.
That's for sure.
Goodness. Kevin Stefanski, even though I don't think it's his fault, he might get fired this year.
He might be 0-6.
Did you see the recent... who the heck said it?
Please somebody, tell me that. Back to Saban.
No, it was Colin Cowherd said, all the dots are connecting for Arch to go to Cleveland, for Saban to go coach Arch in Cleveland as well.
Eli Manning,
Saban related.
I thought you were going to go there because
coach him?
Well, no, the other rumor I thought yesterday was that this is the last year for Stafford, no matter how he plays, and that Sean McVay wants Arch Manning, and that's what will keep Sean McVay from retiring from coaching and going to broadcasting.
Look, if I was the Rams and I
haven't seen Arch Manning really play. That's the funniest thing about this whole thing. Everybody's just assuming he's going to be right now. Nussmeier would probably be the number one overall pick.
If I was the Rams and I knew, it doesn't matter who it is, but if I was the Rams and I knew that Sean McVay might retire, if you can't get a guy, I would do everything possible to get whoever is going to be the number one overall pick. I would do everything. I'd give up future picks, whatever it took to keep Sean McVay.